Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Don Bailey Jr. is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He's going to be on the call tomorrow. Canes Vodtech kicks off at noon right here on 104.3 FM WQAM. Pregame begins at 8 a.m. mañana. That is an early one. And DBJ is with us now, although I see Gino Toretta on the on the graphic that Solana has put up there. He forgot it was DBJ.
Wrong Kane.
Last time, DBJ, the Canes had a noon start was SMU, and they lost. Does the start time tomorrow give you any kind of pause?
It didn't until you just reminded me of what happened.
All right, work it into the pregame broadcast then. Do you put any weight on that, that they're just not a good team if it starts early? And again, I think it's a one-game sample size, but does that mean anything to you?
No, I don't, because they practice early. Their normal schedule is morning practices. So, I mean, those guys are in the building, 6:30, 7 o'clock every morning. So they're up and at them as it goes. So it doesn't, does not. Especially when you understand this team, I'm sure has complete understanding of where they are. They've got to win these next two football games to get a chance to go to the playoffs, if it can happen at all.
And DBJ, we heard from Lee Sterling that the Hokies have given up 240 yards rushing in 3 of 4 games. So I'm thinking UM can just run all over them, but do they try to do the style point? Do they open it up? If they can't run the ball for 300 yards, do they do it, or do they mix it up and let Carson Beck go off a little bit?
You know, when you look at this, and what Shannon Dawson, the offensive coordinator, has done is he comes in there, and they've looked at all the film that everybody's looked at. They know where they're going to attack. But if he sees a spot, and I think having Carson Beck playing at the level he's playing at right now, if they give him something, he'll check out of it and take what's the best thing for him. So, this is a run-based offense, and they're going to try and run the football. If they have a lot of success at it, they'll stay with it. But at the same time, don't give Carson Beck a chance to go over the top with you, especially after what they did last week.
DBJ, you're around the team all the time. You're around the coaching staff, the players. And you mentioned, hey, they know what they've got to do. They got to win the next two games. Are they doing the forward math? Hey, we've got to win this, and if we win this, and also there may be a head-to-head with Notre Dame, which we've already beaten them, and it wouldn't make much sense for them to jump us. Is there any kind of thought about that, or is it just, hey, take care of business against Vatek, we'll worry about Pitt, and then we'll worry about what comes after that?
I have not heard one person one time bring up the what if. It's solely focused on this game. It's really focused on Monday, Tuesday on Tuesday, Wednesday on Wednesday, and you get to Saturday, and it is 100% focused on Virginia Tech, and no players I've ever heard them or coaches actually talk about it in that building, in the football department. Now, in other parts of it, it may be a conversation. But in the area where football is, it is solely focused on the task at hand.
And DBJ, what about you personally, though? What I know you're watching the playoff committee, and I know you're hearing this stuff. The strength of loss is the phrase that just killing me. I haven't heard it till this year, strength of loss. Strength of loss, how they're, not taking the head-to-head matchups as serious as they are, strength of schedule, conference. What part of this committee is upsetting you the most as they make their decision?
Well, that sounds like a participation trophy to me, right? I mean, it does. I want to talk about what Miami's done and the fact that they did beat a Notre Dame, but the fact that they did beat Florida State, who is a good, not as good as we thought, but as a very good opponent. They beat Florida, who I thought to this day, I think had one of the better defenses that Miami has seen all year. USF, they did a good job with that. Yeah, they had two stumbles. I got it. One was in overtime, and then one they did have a chance to win at the end of the game. I want to talk about if Notre Dame has two losses, Miami has two losses, and Miami beat Notre Dame, that's got to carry some weight. I don't care when it was,
weight or all the weight. Is there any scenario where if it's between two teams and one team has beaten the other, is there any scenario where you would say the team who lost is actually the team that deserves to move forward?
No, there's not.
I'm with you. Like, it's not should carry some weight. Like, that should be the determining factor, I think.
Well, what else would it be?
I don't know. They're going to figure out something that it's not.
I mean, that's my whole thing. Like, okay, if the Notre Dame win does not count, then what does? Then what does? I don't know. I mean, like, give me the other scenario or give me the other game that counts. I don't get it. I mean, if both teams have the two losses, which they do, then Miami beat Notre Dame, that carries the weight, period. And everybody in the country saw it.
Yeah, I don't get that. I'm sure if we had Brady Quinn on, though, he would give you why that loss at the beginning of the season, you know, didn't mean as much as what you saw towards the end of the season. I mean, that's the nonsense of the early, you know, get your losses out of the way early because they matter less. But yeah, that would be infuriating.
I mean, hold on a second though. If Notre Dame goes through, see, they're exempt because Notre Dame goes through an entire season without having to deal with a conference loss.
Right.
Right? So they're exempt from any of that. Everybody now is staring at what did they do in the conference? What did you do? The two games that hurt Miami are because of they were conference games. Notre Dame is exempt from all of that.
Yeah.
Nobody says to them, you got a conference loss. You can't go because you got two conferences lost. They're exempt.
I'm not saying this is right. I'm saying when they lost to Miami, Miami was top five. When they lost to Texas A&M was, I think, three in the nation.
Yes.
When SMU and Louisville beat Miami, they weren't ranked that high. You shouldn't lose to a team. This is the strength of loss thing. I'm just getting used to it.
Well, I refuse to.
Sounds like we got a hater in our midst here, DBJ.
Just explaining it.
Sounds like we got ourselves one of them there haters here, DBJ.
Well, I'm looking forward. I want Florida State to go to a bowl game. You know what I mean? I want them to win games. Let's get that strength of schedule up there.
Let's give you a couple lines to work into the broadcast tomorrow. You did a great job during NC State. Both the lines worked very well. You said I wasn't going to like the Celine Dion one, but I liked it. I thought it was very well done. So
you open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, thank you very much. How about my Spanish?
It was excellent. It was excellent. You sounded exactly like Tua did when he was in Madrid. All right, here's a song from Nicki Minaj. Solana was explaining to me that this is going viral. Is TikTok viral, Solana?
Yeah, it's like a mashup of these lyrics over a classic, I think like an 80s rock song, DBJ. But I think everybody here, including yourself, will know these lyrics.
All right, play Nicki Minaj, Jimmy.
I bees in the trap, beat bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, beat bees in the trap.
I bees in the trap, I be bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, be bees in the trap.
Okay. It's a tongue twister there, buddy.
Yeah. What is that? What is I bees in the trap? Do you know
Does
what
it
that
happen? Can I you be, explain the meaning?
Yeah. I guess, Crowder, I'll take this one. I be in.
So it's like so, I am in the trap.
I be in.
So because it's spelled bees with a Z. That's what threw me off.
Yeah.
So I bees in the trap.
Yeah. I be
certain
in.
Certain times of day, I am occupying the trap.
I got you. I reside in the trap.
Yeah. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So there you go.
So that'd be a good one to use on a sack, wouldn't it?
Yes. Yes. I bees in the trap. Be bees in the trap. I bees in the trap. Be bees in the trap.
Okay.
All right.
We got it.
Here's one more from our era, Gloria Estefan. We've always loved the song Dr. Beat. This is actually Miami Sound Machine. Give us this, Jimmy. Dr. Beat, won't you help me, Dr. Beat?
I like that one, too. You're going to challenge me. You're challenging me this week.
Well, that'll be good if someone goes down with an injury. And you go. Well, he's down. Looks like a leg. Dr. Beat. Won't you help me, Dr. Beat?
Yeah, good call.
I hope it's that Virginia Tech quarterback about the second series.
Yeah, and then you go. Oh, there. He's obviously going to need the trainer out there. He's probably thinking to himself, Dr. Beat. Won't you help me, Dr. Beat?
There you go. I'm gonna get Dr. Kaplan some publicity.
And finally, today is Carly Rae Jepsen's 40th birthday, which is hard to believe if you're familiar with this song, which everyone is. They just don't know Carly Rae Jepsen by name. But as Solana was pointing out today, this video has over a billion views. And the song is called Call Me Maybe, but since she turns 40 today, here's the line.
Hey, I just made
Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy, but here's my number, so call me maybe.
Gosh, okay. I mean, that sounds like a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one, and you'll be able to get it. You could even do that during a sack. Oh, my. Yeah. Reuben Bain was so far back there, he said, hey, what's the line? I just met
call
you.
Me
yeah, and this is crazy, but here's my number, so call me maybe. All right, there you go. Three lines for tomorrow's broadcast. Have a good broadcast tomorrow, DBJ.
I'll do it, guys. Hey, and have a happy Thanksgiving to everybody. I'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, we're going to try to talk to you next week, but obviously we're off Thursday, Friday. You usually travel up to the Northeast, and so we may not connect. But if we don't, happy Thanksgiving to you.
You let me know, guys. I'll be available. No problem.
See you, DBJ.
See ya.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.